thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
As you know, I'm from Ballymena. Who doesn't know I'm from Ballymena? People do not recognise my accent, as a Ballymena accent. For 29 years, I lived outside Northern Ireland. And when I would come back every year to see my family, Ballymena had changed every year. There would be a new housing development. There was a new shopping centre. There was a new road. There was a new roundabout. But the really strange thing for me is when all these new things started appearing, I couldn't remember what it used to look like. Does anybody else have that? I mean, right across the road from the estate where I was brought up, they built a massive house in the estate called the Rosses. When I was growing up, that was just fields and a farm. But when that estate went up, I found it very hard to visualise what it used to look like. I'm sure Ballymoney probably as well. Lots of building going on round and about. And it can be hard to cast your mind back to what used to be there. I'm sure that the same thing can happen to us spiritually. Many of us in this room tonight have been singing these songs of praise, and they come from full hearts, and we worship God and we praise Him because we have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But sometimes we find it hard to remember what it was like before Jesus saved us. Now, for some of us like myself, that was when we were a child. But still, we find it hard to look back and remember what the Lord has done for us. Well, this evening, we're going to read a part of a psalm. And it's a psalm that reminds us to praise the Lord. Psalm 107, verses 1 to 9. It's a psalm that starts off with a great burst of praise, reminding us to thank the Lord for who He is and what He has done. But then it reminds us where we used to be. First 9 verses of Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe, those He gathered from the lands, from the east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Let's just pray again for a moment. Lord, I thank You tonight for the sense of Your presence in this place. Thank You for that strong sense that Your Holy Spirit is moving among us. Lord, as we come to Your word tonight, open up Your word to us, all of us. Lord, we don't want to just hear a sermon. I don't want to just preach a sermon. Lord, I want to hear Your voice. I want to feel Your touch. I want everyone in this room tonight to know that You have touched them, that You have spoken to them. Lord, I pray tonight that You do something in us that changes us. We commit ourselves to You. Holy Spirit, work. Work. We welcome you in this place. We welcome you. We believe in your work. We believe in your power. We believe that you are God. Touch us all tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. The psalmist says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. His love endures forever. Who's to say that? Who's supposed to be saying, give thanks to the Lord? Who are those who are to give him thanks? Who are those who are to say, you are good? The psalmist says, it is the redeemed of the Lord. Everyone who has been redeemed from the hand of the foe, that is the enemy, those are the ones who are to say, Lord, you are good and your love endures forever. Hallelujah. It does us good to remember where we once were and to thank the Lord for saving us. It does us good to do that. I have to say, one of the greatest joys and things is not the right word, experiences of my life is to praise the Lord. I love to praise the Lord. See, when we're together, here singing, the joy I receive just praising the Lord with you, my spiritual family here in Ballymoney, is unbelievable. When I'm on my own at home, I get told off for my out of tune singing and humming, just praising the Lord. When I'm on my own and nobody there, I can be loud or quiet. When I'm praying, I love to speak out praise to the Lord. Friends, I want to encourage you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his goodness. Praise the Lord for his love. I just feel it's going to be a bit of an unscripted sermon. I have the script here, but I feel it rising up in my heart tonight that as the people of God, we need to break free from so many inhibitions. We need to break free from so much that binds, and we need to learn to praise the Lord. I was thinking tonight, we were singing about heaven. What's it going to be like? Nobody will be worrying about playing off key. Nobody will be worrying about singing out of key. Nobody will be embarrassed at the sound of their own voice. We will be joining with the angels, and we will be worshiping before the Lamb who was slain, who gave his life for us. Praise the Lord, folks. That wee song that we often sing, his praise shall be my battle cry. I know many people have said to me at this time in our lives, like, I don't know how you do it, meaning because Graham is ill and they think I just keep kind of cheerful. I'll tell you the secret. I know how to praise the Lord. That is the secret for me. I've strengthened myself in the Lord. And here's another thing. I praise the Lord in English to the best of my ability, and I praise the Lord in the gift of tongues. After Easter, I'm going to do a wee short series on that on a Sunday night because people have been asking. I believe God gives us that spiritual language. I don't know what I'm saying. If you are praying or praising in tongues, you don't know what you're saying, but the Lord knows. And one of the biggest things is your spirit is being edified, strengthened, built up. I speak in tongues every day of my life. Every day I worship the Lord in tongues. I pray for people in tongues. Why? Because it does something in the spirit, friends. It does something. We need to learn to praise the Lord, breaking free from so much. The past few years have seen, I should always take a wee breath there. I run from one thing to the next. Have a wee drink. The last few years, I was going to bring some examples tonight. I thought I shouldn't buy them on a Sunday. Energy drinks, Boost, Monster, Red Bull, that's the only three I know, but they're banned in our house, so I thought I better not buy them. Might have to pour them down the sink and there'd be weeping, wailing and gnashing of teeth. But there's been an explosion in energy drinks. A quick fix, a pick-me-up. Something to get you going in the morning. Something to keep you going in the afternoon. Something to help you through the evening. Something to give you a lift. We all know what it's like, a sluggish body. We all know what that's like, a sluggish mind. We all know what that's like. For the believer, the answer is not Boost, Monster, Red Bull. For the believer, the answer is to praise the Lord. The answer for a sluggish spirit is to waken ourselves up and say, Lord, you are good. And your love endures forever. I will say it, Lord, because I have been redeemed. So if you want to be energized, re-energized in your spirit, don't read the latest how-to book. Go to this book. Go to this book. Read some of these Psalms of praise and just start praising the Lord. Just start praising the Lord. You'll be restored and lifted. But one of the reasons we need to look back is so that we can praise the Lord, but also that we can think to ourselves, others still are where I was. Many people still are where I was. If we truly have been delivered from sin, and we are thanking the Lord for that, and we are meditating on what he has done for us, surely our hearts begin to be moved for those who don't yet know Jesus. Surely they do. And here's what the psalmist said. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Drifting into eternity. I think this is such a sad picture. People who are just drifting along and their lives are just ebbing away. Many people don't see themselves truly as sinners because they live decent lives. I mean, most people I know don't rob anybody. They don't go out murdering anybody. They don't commit a breach of the peace. And so when people or preachers talk about sin and sinners, they don't think that's them. They think that's the bad people out there who do very bad things. But the Bible makes it clear, and it clarifies the point. Don't compare yourself to others. The Lord Jesus Christ, he is God's standard. That's who to look to. God's standard of perfection. And when we look at him, what Paul has written is true. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God's standard of perfection. Or as Isaiah put it, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us turned to his own way. So this evening I want us to think, and I want us Christian and non-Christian to think about this, about the person who's wandering in desert wastelands, because that picture may describe you. Maybe set out on life as an adventure, seeing what life has to offer, but somewhere along the way, you've lost a track. I've had this experience in a physical sense more times than I care to imagine or tell you about. Many times on the walks that I have inflicted on our family, I set off. Graham always says, just set off with a sense of authority and people follow even. You have no idea where you're going. And I do that. Set off marching up some hill somewhere, clear track. And then it sort of peters out a bit and I say, come on, this is the way, definitely the way. And then we're lost. We're wandering about the side of a hill for hours. Many people's lives are like that. Set, this is a thing. This is it. This is the way. Set off clear tracks. And then somewhere along the way, it's not clear. It's just a rough track. I'm not really sure where you're going. No sense of direction. Is that you? Over the years, new paths maybe appeared. You set off with great enthusiasm. Maybe tried a new venture. And then that petered out too. Now you're wandering aimlessly in a desert wasteland. Does that sum up where you're at? still wandering, doing your stuff, still on the go. Maybe other people looking on just think you're just getting on with life. But in your heart, you know that you're wandering aimlessly. You have no satisfaction. There's no fulfillment. You can't find that place of being settled. No way, the Bible says, to a city where you could settle. The psalmist says they were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Maybe you set out on that walk of life, plenty of provisions. You were confident life would be good. But now you're wandering. You're in a barren desert. Your dreams have evaporated, and you're sensing the hunger and thirst. Not physical, spiritual. You've tried new jobs. Maybe you've even moved house. Maybe you've tried a different relationship, or you've gone on a holiday, or you bought a new car. You know how it is. You're looking for something, or you ate something. You're looking for something. But there's nothing satisfying, because you can't fill a spiritual void with physical things. You can't fill spiritual hunger and thirst with physical things, or with people, or with money, or with jobs, or with any other thing. Maybe you aren't able to put your finger on it, but as I'm speaking tonight, you know it's you. You say, I am hungry. I am thirsty. I am lacking something in my life. Friend, if that's you, God's speaking to you. He is showing you your true position. He's opening your eyes to the reality of where you're at. Your life is ebbing away. I think that's a subtlety of Satan's ploy. The devil doesn't drag everybody into alcoholism or drug addiction or murdering people. The devil doesn't need everybody to be out there doing really bad things. He's happy enough that most people are wandering about in a desert wasteland. He's happy that they're running down one track after another, searching for fulfillment, because he knows that slowly but surely their lives are ebbing away. One day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, eternity. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. He's allowing you even tonight to sense your emptiness, the futility of your wandering, your spiritual thirst, so that he can show you the reality. All's not lost. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Hallelujah. And he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. If you don't know you're lost, you won't cry for help. Is that not the truth? That's why you have to get the bad news before the good news. If you don't know how serious your situation is, you'll never cry to the Lord. But tonight, there's been such a sense of the Holy Spirit in this room tonight. God is touching hearts, and he's showing you in your heart how truly lost you are. And he's wanting you right now to call out in his name. Praise him. What do you think he's going to say? Will he tell you it's your own stupid fault you got lost? If you had listened to all those people who told you the truth over all those years, do you think he's going to say that? Do you think he's going to say, well, you're not worth coming out to rescue? Will he tell you that for some reason he won't hear your call? No, he won't. He won't say any of that. The moment you cry on the name of the Lord,
He'd be right there.
He will be right there. He won't send out a search and rescue team. He won't have to put in the GPS coordinates to find where you are. He knows right where you are. And the moment he hears a cry for help, he is right there to take you by the hand and to lead you out. Hallelujah. To lead you out from the enemy's territory and to take you to a city where you could settle. This is not pipe dreams. This is not fantasy land. This is reality. This is a place for the soul to be settled. You can't satisfy spiritual hunger with anything but the Lord. You can't. What did Jesus say to the woman at the well? Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. That is what Jesus offers tonight. What did Jesus also say? I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. Jesus Christ, the one who gave his life, the one who died on the cross. I often say on a Sunday morning about his broken body. His broken body. He is the bread of life. Broken for us. Broken for you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. These words are the one who comes from the one who is the truth. You've been searching hither and thither for satisfaction, but only Jesus can truly satisfy. Only Jesus. I want to read a couple of verses from the book of Isaiah. I might have read these a couple of weeks ago. Wonderful, wonderful verses. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. You've got no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread? I ask you that. And your labor on what does not satisfy. Listen. Listen to me and eat what is good. And your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Why are you eating crumbs? Why are you eating stale bread? Christian even. Why are you eating stale bread? Why are you eating crumbs? Why are you just pecking at stuff? Eat what is good. And your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Why look to the world and what it has for satisfaction? It will leave you empty every time. It will satisfy for a moment, but it will leave you empty. No wonder David said in Psalm 62, my soul finds rest in God alone. Hallelujah. This evening, I urge you, if you don't yet know Jesus, I urge you to cry out to him for help. If you're wandering at this moment in that desert wasteland, you know in your own heart you're going nowhere, you're lost. You know in your own heart it's futility. I urge you tonight, call out to him. He will reach out and take you by the hand and he will lead you on that straight path. I urge you, Christian, don't fall into the trap of trying to fill your spiritual hunger with physical things. Don't fall into the trap of just eating stale bread. Tonight, feast on the Word of God. Let the Holy Spirit just come and visit you and open up His Word to your heart. Let your heart be filled with the Spirit. And remember to praise him. Remember to praise him for who he is, for his great love, and for what he has done. And may each one of us experience renewal in our Lord. That's what we're looking for, isn't it? Renewed, restored, refreshed spirits. I truly believe it starts off with praising the Lord. Let's pray. If you've never yet called in his name to be your Savior, I urge you tonight, ask him. He'll never turn you away. Never. He's right there. Call in his name and he will save you tonight. He will put you on a straight path. He will take you to a city where you can settle. Your soul will delight in the richest of foods. Christian, tonight, have you been doing a bit of wandering in the desert wastelands? We've probably all been there, picking at crumbs, eating stale bread. It becomes really boring, and it's not satisfying. Call on the name of the Lord tonight. Call on his name because he's right there. He's right there to lead you back onto that straight path. He's right there to feed you again on that rich food. He's right there again to refresh and renew your spirit. Don't you want to be renewed? Don't you want to be revitalized in your spirit? Don't you want to be full as a brand new Christian again? Ask him. Ask him. He has promised. Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, this is your word and it comes to our hearts. Help us, Lord, not to ignore it, but to take it and to pray it and then to live it. In Jesus' name, amen. And your
love is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.